This is the Don and Mike Show.
A shining moment for Regis.
You know who this is? The hottest gal in the business, Miley Cyrus. Now watch this. Miley Cyrus! Hey! How long? You've heard that all year, right?
I know. It's pretty crazy to finally be sitting here on the red carpet at the Oscars. I mean, it's like such an amazing event, and to be here and be a part of it is amazing.
Well, what a year you've had, kiddo. Everything going your way.
I know. Everything's been just a big
whirlwind. Why do you sound so coked up?
FPG, future party girl.
It's been fun, so that's been perfect.
But this is nice getting all dressed up tonight.
I know. I feel like Cinderella.
Why, sure. You look like it, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Have another great year, okay?
Thank you.
You're a joy.
Thank you.
So nice to see you again. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Miley Cyrus! What's wrong with those people?
What's wrong with them?
Yeah.
I guess the word is anal.
Anal.
I better bring my rubbers.
NASA's gone funky.
Balls on fire. NASA's the Don and Mike Show.
Well, we have some type of a hookup now. Is it on a phone?
Are we doing it on a phone?
I thought we
did. We try to get him with a phone? We got to get him with a phone.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing a phone. Are we doing it on
you don't
a
have
phone?
To do it with a phone, but it's
I thought we just got a...
Hey, like, you're calling his hotel room.
Don't we have a link right to the room, though?
We have a balanced line hooked up.
I think we do. Let's try it.
Sounds like it.
Sounds like the line is open.
Hello, Regis. Come in, Regis Philbin.
Regis.
Come in. Sounds like a dentist tape. Regis.
Hello.
Regis. I'm the voice coming out of the box next to your bed.
Baby Joy.
No, it's Don and Mike show.
Where are you coming from? Hold on.
You can't see us, can
the
you,
room,
Regis?
The room is all dark. The room is all dark. Hold on a second.
It's 2:45 in the afternoon in California.
Oh, Regis.
Hello. Hi.
Hello,
how
Regis.
Are you? Is this my satellite time?
Are you talking into your shortwave?
Hello. Hello there. Which box am I? Which box am I talking in?
Wrong box.
Is this the radio?
Hello, Regis.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me just get myself together. You're early. What are you calling me so early for? You weren't supposed to do it.
2:45.
Yeah, right on time.
Hold on a
second. Oh, dear.
All right. The looking's gone. Let me sit up. I'm in the bed. I was napping. Were we supposed to do this today, or were we supposed to do this earlier, before I started my nap?
2:45 Pacific Coast time.
That's not right. Gelman. I said that I wasn't supposed to. You're not? No, I wasn't supposed to do interviews. What the hell am I going to sleep? Jesus Christ.
Hey, tell him I said hello.
Hello.
Tell him I said hello.
Who? Who are you anyway?
I'm Don. Don and Mike show.
Remember? Does this hookup have pictures? Can I? You can't see me and I can't see you.
No, that's right.
Oh, thank God. I'm not. I don't have any clothing on. I'm in the bed. I'm just in the bed. We're taking an
afternoon nap.
We're taking an afternoon nap.
Siesta.
We normally like to sleep in Los Angeles when we, when it's this time of the day, you know? Regis likes to get his nap, his beauty sleep. I'm coming too. I'm coming around. Let me take off my my mask.
Oh, the sleep
mask. Hold on a second. I've got a sleep mask on here. Oh, well, there we are. All right, we're here in Los Angeles at, the Oscars and Miley Cyrus and everyone and all the people. Who are you?
This is the Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike show. Great to be on. How are you? I'm ready for your questions now. Michael, hold on just a second.
Okay.
Apparently Michael, come on.
Gelman's with him.
Don't do that. You rub your foot against
the wife. Wife is.
I heard that. Are you talking about Baby Joy?
Yes, your wife, Regis.
Back home in Connecticut. She's back home in Connecticut. Good. And Michael and I are out here getting ready to do another show at the crack of dawn in Los Angeles time. And that's why we were taking just a brief nap. Did I do great on the Oscars? Huh? Oh. I was the red carpet guy. You know, I invented that years ago, 1976. I was actually the first one to, to do that. Huh? You have a good show, kiddo. I've listened to you. You're the one that's based in Washington, right?
Hey, Reed.
Yeah.
Who are you in bed with?
Michael Gelman.
Why?
He's not talking. He's all right. I'm not in bed with anybody. I was saying we, like Regis says we. He's got his finger over. Yeah, that's That's where your finger's going to stay, right? Whoa, knock it off. Cut it out. Yeah, I'm by myself. I'm alone.
God, you were tired this morning on your
TV
show.
I'm tired right now, for God's sake. It's a strain for an old man to, do this, but I think the word's coming in that I did the best job of anybody, but I've developed a small murmur. And I'm afraid that I'm going to have to go back in for some more checkups because this has put a strain on me. I'm very frustrated.
They jerked you
very, very frustrated.
They jerked you around. It's like they gave you like 3 minutes of time. You had to share the time with
those C's?
The
bitches?
Those models?
I said that. I got there. I said, you gave me a trailer. You got me hosting the show. It says the pre-show with Regis Philbin. It's half an hour. I do an hour standing on my effing head. And then you got to put these two harlots, these two whores that they got out of some whorehouse in Las Vegas. And I'm an experienced broadcaster. Did I mention to you I invented the whole red carpet show?
I was
the one that actually did that. We're doing our show very early out here in Los Angeles. Then fine.
How's Kelly?
She's all right. Whatever. It doesn't really matter that much to me. She's along for the ride, you know. She wishes she could get an Oscar. Not going to happen as long as she stays married to that Deadwood.
Quick question.
That Consuelos.
Regis Philbin right now.
Yeah, this room smells like lotion.
Look at Michael Gelman and tell me how many pimples are on his left buttock cheek.
All right. You want to play that game?
Yeah.
You're a funny guy. You got a good show, kiddo. Hold on just a second. Michael, the disc jockey that I'm talking to requested that I count the pimples on your buttocks. I know he's funny. No, he knows the... Hold on. This is really off the air for a second. I'm going to put my hand over the
microphone. All right, we're going off the air, Regis.
We're fine.
He knows that we're sleeping together. He knows already. He knows. He's the one we tell everything to. Roll over. All right, yeah. All right, now slide the sheet down. Clean as a whistle.
Wow.
It's clean as a whistle, Don.
Zero.
There's not a pimple to be found, I swear to God. I'll get up close and look.
Whoa, are there any pimples? Michael, are there any on your buttocks? I don't see any. That's a beauty mark right there.
I found a bowl. I found a tiny little bowl. I'm going to trace it. And look, I'm playing hide. I'm playing hide the finger.
Oh, okay.
No, he's all right.
We just...
Yeah. Hello.
Can you tell us what the lovemaking was like last night?
I'm going to be honest with you.
You came down from being on the Oscars.
There was no lovemaking. I didn't have time. Oh. I literally had to go to Oscar parties. I had to go from party to party because I was on the red carpet, and then we had to rush right in and tape the show early in the morning, getting a studio audience. The only guest that Michael got me was that lame-ass Scott Baio, and he's not even hot anymore. He was on the show Joni Loves Xavier.
He's got VD, you know.
Who?
Scott Baio.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. Looked at him. He looked like maybe he's under some kind of drugs. He looks like he might be on the dope. I really looked at him closely, and I didn't like, you know, I said, look, we've done a show across from the theater where they have the Oscars, and you can't get me anybody but Scott Baio? Do you know who I am? You know, years ago, I invented the whole idea of doing the red carpet show. Did I mention that to you?
You know, I saw that last night, and I'm not really sure that you, like, have trademarked. That's like Howard Stern saying he invented everything.
Oh, my God, I got distracted.
Why?
Because someone just rolled back over again.
Oh.
Well, somebody had a good nap. Hold on a second. Oh,
stop it. Stop it. Stop it. You're showing me your sack. Don't do that. Put it away. Cover up.
Who am I speaking with?
It's the Don of my show.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Anyway, you got a good show, kiddo. I wish you were out here in Los Angeles with me. We're having a wonderful time, and we're going to have great shows from Los Angeles all week long. Did you see me on the red carpet?
I saw you briefly. You were on with a bunch of supermodels.
I did a great job. We had George Clooney, and we had Miley Cyrus, and all the other great stars. We had Xavier Blandino. He was also there. It was all the big stars.
It's Xavier.
Huh?
Xavier.
It's Xavier.
Javier.
Oh, whatever.
Starting him.
What
starting
the hell does it matter?
Let's start
you,
with...
Let's nitpick, all right? When you get out to the red carpet, we'll talk, all right?
Let's start with... Well, never mind.
What?
I was working on the name.
I know. It's Javier. They told me that in my... you know, what's that machine they put in your ear?
IFB?
CIA. They put something in my ear that's there. But I did a great job. You know, I'm almost 80 now, and it's I think it's a tall order to come in and do all this television. I will not be working Friday. I maintain my schedule. I am off Fridays.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And the following Monday, because I'm flying, and I've got to do a show with Rickles in West Virginia. Looking forward. You going to be coming out to the casino?
No.
Washington, D.C. is very close to where we're going to be.
Mike and I have to work. We can't make it.
Oh. Whoa. Someone's tracing his name with his foot on my outer thigh. Don't you put your toe there. Have you ever played toesies?
How is
toesies
it?
Are seriously fun. Michael, stop it.
Do your legs still look like bruised bananas?
Yeah, the legs are horrible. Oh. After the surgery that I had, the bypass surgery, unfortunately, I haven't been able to get the color back in my legs. And, you know, you break capillaries and blood vessels, and so the pools of blood that resemble bruises coagulate around the knees and the shins. And so the front of my legs looks like I've been hit with a baseball bat. It's highly unattractive.
How would you pronounce the name of the happy hooker?
That would be Javier Hollander. I think that's exactly how it's pronounced
there.
But what I've had to do, Don, and it's the Don and Mike show, Washington,
D.C.
State of D.C.
Yes.
Yes. I've had to wear pantyhose in order to, they say, to help my circulation so that things get, you know, working around. And then once I started wearing them, I found them to be very comfortable, and I'm keeping them on because they look great. And when I'm wearing shorts, you'll see me. We're doing our cruise sometime in the spring, and I'll be wearing. Thank you. Who's that? Is there someone applauding?
It's Rob Spiewak.
That's great. Hey, Rob, how are you?
Regis, I forgot about your cruise.
Great job, kiddo.
How's Michael?
You're doing a good. He's fine. He's right here. He's not talking, though. If he talks, I'll put something over his mouth so he can't talk anymore. And he won't like that game.
I dare you to do that right now.
All right. Hold on a second.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Michael. Put these in your mouth. There you go. Oh, all right.
Are you teabagging?
He can't talk. He can't talk now.
Are you teabagging?
Oh, yeah.
He's teabagging.
Ah, no, I'm not. I was just brushing his face. Have you ever played Brush the Face? Really, it's almost like, because really down there, it's like I've got a hairbrush. It's really, it's got bristles, you know?
I'll bet.
Tiny little bristles. Most of all the hair has fallen out, unfortunately. So the bristles work very nice on his forehead. I'm very comfortable.
So you're right. It would not
How
be...
is this working that I can't see you and that we don't have a picture?
That would not be teabagging because his mouth was not involved.
That
right?
was his forehead. I missed. I missed his mouth.
You teabagged on his
What's
forehead?
Teabagging? I don't understand that. Is that one
did.
Of your sick jokes? You're doing a great job, kiddo. I think that's
did.
Fantastic. You're really going to... I have to tell you, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you what I've done. That I was the first one to do the interviewing back in the 1970s. I worked for a small television station when I was out here, right after I worked with Joey Bishop. And God rest his soul, Joey Bishop is gone, and we'll miss him. Well, then, fine. So we're out here and looking forward to a lot of great shows out here with Los Angeles and the stars. And it was a great Oscars, wasn't it? Huh? Wasn't that a fabulous Oscars?
Yeah, the ratings were not that great. It was actually kind of boring.
What do you mean the ratings weren't that good?
The ratings were down how much, Buzz? 20%?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, at least.
The ratings were down. The ratings were down.
From 42 to a 33.
Yeah, you'll get a spanking. Get out of my bed. Get out of my bed. All right, don't give me a look. Go into call room service. Get us some eggs. Oh, he's all upset now. He told me the ratings were great. Did he lie to me? The ratings were down?
Buzz, what were the ratings?
A 33 share this year compared to a 40...
For the Oscars telecast or the pre-show?
That's for the telecast.
The telecast would be the Oscars themselves, not my pre-show.
Right.
Well, logic would think if the numbers for the show were down, the numbers for the pre-show would be down.
All right,
well.
You know what I'm going to do with this kind of talk? I'm going to go on all fours, and I'm going to spread the word, all right?
Oh, no.
I'm spreading the word right now. No. That's what your opinion is. That's how much it matters to me, all right?
Hey, old man.
I'm spreading the word.
Don't throw your butt at us, old man.
I'm not. I was just pulling some of my pantyhose
down. Even though we can't see you.
From my bruised legs. Uh-huh. I've got a scar that goes from my sausage all the way up to my eyeball. How do you think it is for me to be able to do this type of comedy on the red carpet? And they walk up to me at the last second, and they'd hold up a card. This is a difficult bit of television.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to let you know behind the scenes.
Okay,
for example, when Clooney was coming up on the, you know, rafter, the support structure.
The steps.
The structure thing,
the platform.
You know what they have up there. And they didn't tell me what his girlfriend's name was.
Oh.
And then at the last second, somebody has to hand me a card and it says, it's Sarah. I said, well, hi, Sarah. And right like that, on the fly, I was able to greet her. Did you see that? Nobody knew how tired and hot I was. That was very hard to do for me. But Clooney loved me and all the celebrity. Did you see me with Jack?
Did you make poo?
Well, not during the show itself,
good.
But afterwards. You know, the problem was my trailer is probably 50 to 60 feet away from where the red carpet was. I had to go around the building, and you can't. You'll notice if you look at the red carpet, all the stars are encouraged to make poo before they come to the show because your time is taken and you have to be there and you have to be in the seats. So unfortunately, at the end, I told the producers, I said, all I need is a microphone, a camera, my cue cards, and a change of pants. And they had it for me, and
good.
Of course I was in need of that at the very end because I have minor incontinence problems, but usually it's okay. I enema.
Does Michael help you?
Of course he does.
Of course.
We've got a separate suitcase that we fly out to Los Angeles that has a whole carton of fleets in them. You know the fleets that you get at the drugstore? That's
sure,
all we require.
Enema, right.
Yeah, so I'm usually clean as a whistle. But, you know, this one problem, because of that, it relaxes everything, and sometimes you're not capable of maintaining, you know, what you're supposed to.
I don't want to take you away from what you're doing. We have to break. You don't even know how to turn off the satellite, do you?
I really don't.
All right, well, then we'll just say, the great Regis Philbin, thank you for your time, sir.
Well, you woke me up from my nap. I think I'll get back to it.
All right. Regis Philbin, right. Everybody.
Thank you very much.
News time, Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
Come back to bed. I'm not mad at you.
Oh, it's still on.
It's those DJs. Okay. Oh. What's that? No, nothing. Michael, come back to bed. No, nothing.
Sounds like he's doing something with saw paper.
Something.
Nothing's happening.
Oh,
look at that. God.
Soft.
Michael, bring the bottle. Bring my bottle of pills. Dead as a doornail. Yeah, look. Yeah, it's dead as a doornail. Nothing's happening. I could rub it raw and it wouldn't happen anymore. It doesn't matter. Yeah, thanks a lot. I want the little pills thing. There we are. Just have a little sip. Okay, 10 minutes. I'll be right as rain. Yeah, that's all right.
Watch
yeah, go to sleep.
Now.
Regis Philbin.
Oh, you're there. I didn't know you were there. I was rubbing. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
You bastards. You bastards. You're never interviewing me again. You got a great show, kiddo.
10 minutes.
Keep up with the great work, all right?
10 minutes.
All right, 10 minutes.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
That's right, I am. Well,
being careful?
Fine. What?
It's very important to me. Because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Where's the speaker located?
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
That boy sounds retarded.
No, you're in a hotel room in Beverly Hills. I don't know where you are.
All right, you leave me alone. I've got to go. I've got to while away the afternoon.
Sure.
Okay, good. All right, you're going to do your news with your commie? I'm
going to do it right now.
All right, you got a great show, kiddo.
Don and Mike Show signing off.
Very good. Okay. That's it. Now, I didn't know that we would. Well, shut the button off. Turn the button off whenever you're supposed to do that.
Up oh, and here they go.
They got it. Oh.
Still nothing. Give it time. It's not even in my bloodstream yet.
We can hear you.
Oh, I tell them every time, not the regular pill. Grind it up and put it in some pudding.
Okay. We just stand by, Buzz, stand by.
Yeah.
Great show, guys.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.